This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. The Supreme Court has recorded the union government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to Waqf boards or the Central Waqf Council under the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. The three-judge bench led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna also noted that the status of the existing Waqf properties, including those listed as the Waqf by user, will remain unchanged for now. The Apex Court granted the centre 7 days to file a reply over the pleas filed against the Waqf Amendment Act, after which the petitioners will be granted 5 days to review the reply. The matter will now be heard on May 5th. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar questioned recent ruling of the Supreme Court prescribing a timeline for the President to decide on the bills and said there cannot be a situation where a court directs the President of India. He said the Apex Court can only interpret the Constitution. Addressing the sixth batch of Rajya Sabha interns at the Vice President's enclave in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar said that India had not bargained for a democracy where judges will legislate, perform executive functions, and act as what he called the super parliament. He underlined that one has to be extremely sensitive while exercising power.
We have to be extremely sensitive. It is not a question of someone filing a review or not. We never bargained for democracy for this day. President being called upon to decide in a time-bound manner, and if not, becomes law. So we have judges who will legislate, who will perform executive functions, who will act as super parliament, and absolutely have no accountability because law of the land does not apply to them.
India has asked the Pakistan to take action against the perpetrators of the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks following the extradition of Tahawur Hussain Rana. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that the extradition of Rana serves as a reminder to Pakistan that it needs to bring to justice other perpetrators of the Mumbai attacks, whom it continues to shield. He said Pakistan may try very hard, but its reputation as the epicenter of global terrorism will not diminish. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a comprehensive review meeting to assess the current status of the Yamuna River and to discuss ongoing and future plans for its cleaning and rejuvenation. During the meeting held in New Delhi yesterday, the agency-wise action plan for cleaning the river was reviewed. The site's action to be taken for drain, solid waste and sewage management, improving the flow of the Yamuna River, floodplain protection, green riverfront development and a public outreach were discussed with specific timelines. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi stated that he chaired the meeting on cleaning and rejuvenating the Yamuna as well as addressing drinking water related issues of Delhi. In West Bengal, central forces will continue to remain deployed in violence-affected areas of Murshidabad as per an order from the Calcutta High Court. A division bench comprising Justices Sumain Sen and Raja Basu Chaudhary rejected a plea filed by the leader of the opposition Suvendu Odhikari and others seeking a National Investigation Agency NIA probe into the violence. However, the court clarified that the central government is free to take suo motu cognizance of the incidents and may independently order an NIA investigation if deemed necessary. The court also announced the formation of a three-member team to assess the return and rehabilitation of displaced persons. The team has been directed to submit its report by the 15th of next month. World Heritage Day is being celebrated today across the globe. It is also called the International Day for Monuments and Sites. This year, the theme of the day is Heritage Under Threat from Disaster and Conflicts. Our correspondent reports that this day is celebrated every year on the 18th of April to honour and protect cultural and natural heritage. On the occasion of World Heritage Day, the Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, has also announced free entry at all ASI-protected monuments across the country. In IPL T20 cricket, host Mumbai Indians defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium. Earlier put into bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 162 runs for 5 wickets in 20 overs. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Punjab Kings at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium, Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. India's Saurav Kothari defeated defending champion Pankaj Advani by 725-480 points in the final to win the 2025 IBSF World Billiards Trade title in Ireland on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.